So tell me a little bit about Seed Folks and your work here at Azotech.
Okay. Seed Folks is a piece that we developed over a period of years. It started from a book that was of the same name by Paul Fleischman. We fell in love with this book because it does what the piece does, which is tells a story of community, tells a story of different people coming together and people who've faced all kinds of challenges, you know, whether that's immigrants or loss or poverty or a decaying social system, you know, that's not taking care of their needs. And this all takes place in a neighborhood that the city has forgotten, where the services have gone to hell and that people are not getting their needs taken care of. And so I thought, this is about two or three years ago, you know, this piece is always current. You know, it's not like cities are always taking care of the needs of people, and it's not like people are not coming from different places and not finding ways to come together. Yeah. So we began a process of workshopping the piece. The author of the book had written a script that we used some of, and then we took the book, and then we also took our own ideas. So it's a combination of Paul's book, Paul's script, and then Sonja had a very strong hand in it, as along with our director of new play development at Children's Theatre, a woman named Alyssa Adams, and myself. So the three of us just began to work on it and created it.
Has it changed a lot from performance to performance?
Or? What happens is she responds very directly to the audience. It has a great quality of interaction where she is talking directly to the audience. She involves the audience at certain times. She shares with the audience. She jokes with the audience. She asks questions of the audience. And so depending on what happens, will depend on what goes on. The structure of the piece stays the same.
Yeah.
The order of the characters stays the same. But there can be all kinds of moments of interaction with the audience.
Great. I'm really excited to see it.
Are you seeing it tonight? Or?
I am.
Oh, good. Good.
There,
yeah,
yes.
Good. And it's thrilling to bring it here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going to the World Congresses for, you know, decades, and so it's very exciting to be to bring a piece here. And I also realize, you know, most people haven't seen American work, American theater work, because so little of it tours, you know, to Europe or to Asia or to the continent or to Africa or to Latin America. And so it's, you don't get to see stories, I mean, obviously film and television, but in terms of live theater and what we're making these days. So it's exciting to share it with my colleagues and new friends.
Do you think it speaks to the like South African audience?
You know, it was very interesting. You know, as I look today, and we had the wonderful students who are in the magnet program, some of whom come from townships, I know, and I was thinking about, they seem to respond very strongly to it, and as did the audience. And so, I mean, I don't know of an urban environment that doesn't have a place that's been forgotten, that doesn't have a place that's filled with junk, that no one takes care of, that doesn't have tension. I mean, I remember hearing some South African playwrights talking about the tension of the Zimbabweans coming in and allegedly, you know, taking their jobs. And so I think, I don't know if there's a, and if we look at what's happening in Europe today, you know, the world and its refugee and immigrant situation is one of constant tension, change, flux, and I don't think there's a country in the world that isn't dealing with this and in some ways seeing the beauty of it, in some ways, and having others fight vociferously against it. And so, unfortunately, the piece is always timely. Unfortunately, the tension between, you know, those who came earlier and those who are coming now into the land is one that will continually be fraught with tension.
Yeah.
And this piece says, yes, you come from different places, yes, you have different habits and cultures and languages, but perhaps there are ways of finding common ground. Perhaps there are ways of creating a higher good. And so that's what this piece challenges the audience to do. And I hope to do it in a way that is not simple, easy, sweet, but rather comes from real places, that real need to connect, the real need to, you know, take action.
Yeah.
So.
I love that theater offers a space for that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and it's been interesting. I mean, we've had extraordinary response in the States. We've only done one performance here in Cape Town but that was a beautiful audience. Not very many kids, not many, many children, but, you know, we had students, but adult students. But some of the responses we had from, I mean, we had one little five-year-old, and it may have been his first show, said, oh, this is like white people and black people in America at five. Yeah. You know, and seeing that, oh, you know, you can create the separation, you know, you can understand the tension, yeah. You know, that people don't like each other and have fear of each other and can get past it, mm. You know.
So is it for what audience?
Eight and up.
Eight and up.
Yeah. Okay. And some people come with whatever age, you know, but we've had all kinds of audiences, you yeah. know.
But it's a conversation that can happen with all ages.
Yeah. And needs to happen. Because, you know, no one is born a racist. No one is born a homophobe. No one is born an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Those are learned behaviors. And so you can also learn, you know, commonality and respect and understanding and empathy and curiosity about the other the same way you can learn fear and loathing and disregard and diminishment. So these are all learned behaviors. And so we hope with a piece like this, it fosters that idea of being a global citizen, that idea of being an empathetic person, that idea of being curious. I mean, what's life if not lifelong learning? What's life if not being curious?
Yeah.
And so the goal is, you don't know the whole story of that person.
Yeah.
You know? You don't know what's going on. Ask, listen, shut up, you know? Let them tell their story.
Yeah.
I mean, and so that's part of what this is about. You know, you see that person, you think you formed a whole image of them. They're the tip of an iceberg of family, religion, politics, social experience, nationality, travel. You know, there's so much to be learned.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, it's thrilling to be here. I've never been on the continent. I've never been in Cape Town. I've never been in South Africa. So it's just absolutely incredible to be here, and we are absolutely honored, you know, to have this audience and to be here and to get to experience this incredible city and this amazing country. So we're just over the moon about being here and just can't wait to share this piece the next three times.